Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Hey there, welcome back to the Church Acts Podcast. Before we head into things today, I want to give a shout out to a few people quickly. So we don't usually do this on the show, but I wanted to. So shout out to Maddie, who's expressed so much support of the show by listening episode after episode. I super appreciate you and I appreciate your support. Shout out to Amanda, who I know has been going through a lot recently. I hope that you keep fighting and that this show can help encourage you no matter what it is that you're going through. Because the truth is, as long as you have breath, and I think that this is encouraging, as long as you have breath, there is hope. So don't give up, right? You're going to win. You haven't come this far and gone through what you have throughout your whole life to just give up now, right? And lastly, I was shooting a wedding with my wife a couple of weeks ago, and I got talking with a man named Ali, and he found out I had a podcast, and he said, you know what? I'm going to listen to that. So Ali, if you're listening, hey, I don't think it's by accident, my friend, and I appreciate the conversation that you shared with me. So thank you for joining in on the conversation today. So I have a bunch of little notes for the episode today that I wrote down in preparation for this episode. So hopefully it's not too difficult to follow along with. But I wanted to start off with a story that I heard originally when I was producing a radio show for someone. This is like maybe even over 10 years ago, and it stuck with me. So I wanted to share it. And this is a true story. So about 30 years or so, there was this race. It was, I believe, a 2 or 3 day foot race. I don't remember exactly where it was held, but it was in some sort of like a desert terrain area. And athletes from all over the world signed up to attend this race. Men in their prime. I'm talking like in their 20s, 30s, started to show up where the race was to begin. And if you and I were there, we'd be able to see that these people were not like the typical everyday people. They were like athletes, right? They were slim. They were built for endurance races, like the one that they were showing up to, about to compete in. However, amongst all of these athletes, and this is a true story, as I mentioned, amongst all these athletes, there's this older man, maybe 65 years old or so, who showed up. Not a trained athlete. He was actually a farmer. So everyone's kind of looking at this older man because he stood out amongst all these young guys, right? One by one, though, they go to the registration table. They get their forms. They filled out their forms, got their numbers. Once that was done, all the coaches were standing around talking. And finally, one of the coaches went up to the farmer's coach and said, like, what is this guy doing here? How do you think he's going to be able to compete with these other athletes who are in like the prime of their lives? And this dude's like 65. And I didn't see a picture, but I'm just imagining like this farmer looking a little bit rough around the edges. Like he has a beard that's just like super long and unkept. But the coach, he simply said, oh, he'll probably win. The other coach like laughed it off and thought the whole thing was a joke. So they all go to bed. The day of the race comes. All the runners took their places at the starting line. 3, 2, 1. The gun fires. They all start running. No surprise, the majority of the athletes blew past this older man. So they're all running and running and running hours into the race. And the intense heat was getting to some of them. But for the most part, everyone was fine. So they kept running and running and running until the first night came. They stopped at the rest point. Everyone except that older man. He decided, once again, this is a true story, he decided to keep running throughout the night when everyone else stopped. People were shocked, but didn't think too much about it. So the next day, they're all running and running. Now, at this point in the race, runners actually started to collapse out of like exhaustion, out of like heat exhaustion, I'm assuming. But that older man just kept running. It was getting so bad that actually a few people had to be taken to the hospital. Now, long story short, this older man ended up completely winning the race. Now, here's the amazing part. When the reporters in the area got a hold of this story, they went to the hospital where some of these athletes who were in the prime of their lives were at. And finally, One of them agreed to an interview, and the reporter asked him, how in the world was it that you young guys in the prime of your physical lives were not able to beat this old farmer who didn't even have any previous experience? And the response that this runner gave will stay with me forever. He looked up at the reporter and said a simple sentence. He goes, how do you beat a man that doesn't quit? How do you beat a man that doesn't quit? And I just want to make a little bit of a fix there on the story. So it wasn't the farmer's coach who had conversation with. The farmer himself was actually in that area with the coaches and someone asked him. So he didn't have like a formal coach as well. And he's like, oh, you know, I'll probably win. So I like that. And I don't know about you, but that story just really excites me. That question, you know, how do you beat a man or a woman that doesn't quit? Even the answers that I can come up with, like, oh, well, if I wanted to try to beat someone, like maybe you discourage them. Maybe you take away their hope. It just draws out so much understanding of what maybe has been sent against you and against me. And I want to talk about that today because we all have things that not just we need to do, but I honestly believe that we are here to accomplish and to do. And there's going to be so much life in between these big moments, right? And I think so much of that life would try to come and discourage us and try to take us off the mark and try to plant thoughts and derail us. How can we stay relentless and how can we ultimately accomplish the goals? So we do not get a lot of explicit spiritual warfare accounts in the Bible, but in Matthew 4, there's a really interesting account of when Jesus, after being filled with the Holy Spirit when he was baptized, was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil for 40 days, right? Check this out. Verse 4. So this is Matthew 4, verse 4 through 11, I believe. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. And then Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him and angels came and attended to him. See, it's easy to read this account and miss the things that happen here. Jesus, if he sins, right, if he gives into temptation in this very moment, the entire plan to save humanity, to get the power that two episodes ago we spoke about that the enemy had back, it would have failed, the whole thing. He was led into the wilderness. So here you have two more main issues, right? He was hungry, probably. He was tired. Actually, the Bible even says he was hungry. He was tired and he was isolated by himself, in other words. Those three things, being hungry, tired, and isolated, those things are some of the most consistent prime things that I've heard when it comes to setting people and setting yourself up for failure and falling into temptation. Like, I've spoken to so many people, and when they're hungry, when they're tired, when they're isolated, lack of purpose, like when these things come, now, of course, Jesus didn't have lack of purpose, but when these things present themselves, usually you're like a prime candidate for temptation. I can assure you, no pastor has ever committed adultery on stage in the middle of the entire congregation in the middle of a worship service. Okay, let's think about this. Hello. So you have Jesus in the same place, but there are two things here at play that we can miss. So number one, Jesus, who had just been filled with the Holy Spirit, was then led by the Spirit. And then number two, he used the word of God to overcome the devil. Now, what's with the word of God? Some people are confused by this because it's apparently just a book to a few different people. But listen, it is not just a book. Okay, that's a lie that the enemy would love you to believe. The book came via the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, making it God's word. God is the ultimate source of authority in this universe, which means that whatever he has said is fact. No other word or authority can then rise above it. See, we need to realize that the enemy does not have free reign in our lives. He's limited in his ability and hanging on for dear life. Never confuse the popular narrative and the truth. Okay, there's going to be times in your life, maybe you've already experienced this just like I have in different areas, where the popular opinion, it almost starts to sound like truth, but it's not. It's just a popular narrative, right? And usually the popular narrative, it fits the trends of the culture, which are really the desires of the culture. So remember that and think about that. I want to share something else with you. So there was a story that a pastor once shared that I think will help give you some more insight into this. Just a couple of minutes. I'm going to play it. When it's done, I'll jump right back into it. But check this out.
We must be more determined to lay hold of our freedom than our adversary's quest for bondage or destruction. You know, I never forget the time a great man of God came to our church, and he shared, you know, he's basically ministers to the Indians in Mexico in the mountains. He was in his village, and almost the whole village had been won to the Lord because of his ministry. One night they came pounding on his door. It was one of the parishioners, their little baby had just died. He said, "Please come and pray for our baby." So he got up, he rebuked the spirit of death. That little baby started coughing and sneezing and came back to life. Everybody was so excited. He thought, "I'm going to bed now." So he went back to his house. A few minutes later, they're pounding at his door again. "The baby's dead, the baby's dead." Do you know that man of God stood before us that night and said he had to raise that baby from the dead 16 times. He had to rebuke the spirit of death off of that baby. And do you know when he reported this to us, he said that baby is a normal child playing in that village now. 16 times. That's a persistent spirit right there. See, the thing is, are you going to be less relentless than the devil, or are you going to be more relentless? Especially when you got the weapons and he don't.
All right. So if we bring it all together, how do you beat a man or a woman that doesn't quit? You can't. Practical examples of what we read in the verse from Matthew, you know, filled with the Spirit, knowing the unchanging power of God's word to fight off the enemy. And then with that story that we just heard, staying, you know, relentless, all while leaning not on your own ability, but on God's ability through you. How many things have gone undone? How many missions have gone uncompleted because you and I have some opposition come against us, and instead of doing what we should through tradition or through learned behaviors, we instead throw up our hands and go, "I can't take this anymore," or start, you know, taking false beliefs like, you know, "God doesn't answer me when I pray," or "I guess this is my lot in life for the rest of my life." Like, how many things have gone unaccomplished because we start to believe these lies? Another thing too is, it's kind of interesting, we have like categories. When something, and this is because our brains as humans, as we've evolved, are like incredible at pattern recognitions. So we see certain patterns in our life and we go, "Oh, this is the enemy." But then we see other things. It could be like a sickness. It could be something that's seemingly random. And we just think, you know what? No, this is normal. Like, it makes sense. So I'm not going to deal with this. But sometimes, my friends, and this is why we need the discernment of the Holy Spirit with us, because sometimes these things are attacks of the enemy that we need to rise up against and take authority over, right? So I don't know a single person who has gone through no difficulties in their life. Not a single one. See, we all have our challenges, but some of them straight up are so big that honestly, it is beyond you to fix or solve. But have we forgotten who we partner with? Honestly, I wish I had something more encouraging to say, but I've kind of come to this conclusion in my life that the only way is through. There's no going around. It's choosing to go through. There is good news, though, through all of this. After Jesus overcame temptation in Matthew 4, you can read about it. The Bible says something very interesting. After he went through temptation, after he went through this time of trial, he returned in the power. You know, led by the Spirit, returned in the power. See, God's not going to leave you. He's good to give you the grace to overcome the trials and the adversities in your life. If you and I make the decisions to not give up, we are all more capable, I believe, than we give ourselves credit for. You know that you were made for more, and more is possible if we choose to be relentless and never give up. Now, before I sign off today, I want to give you a practical framework that will hopefully paint a picture in your mind. This has helped me. So let's say that you're struggling with something that you feel is out of your control. You can't seem to change it, or it's been like such a struggle that you're just tired from fighting. While leaning on God and doing the things we mentioned before, I want you to look at it like this. Maybe this will help just kind of paint a different picture for you. Visualize that thing, whether it's like anxiety or addiction of some sort, some trauma that you've experienced, you know, on a platform that is just being held up by all these pillars. So picture your thing on a platform that's being held up by all these pillars. You might try to just swing and knock down the main issue and get it out of your life. But right now it's almost too strong because it's being held in place by these other pillars. Take the main issue of, let's say, overeating, because this is just an easy one to make an example out of. Well, a pillar that could be as simple, a pillar could look something as simple as always keeping your junk drawer stocked. In other words, see, if it's not in the house, you can't eat it. Or it could be pornography. And a pillar that could be holding up pornography could be unaccounted access to an unrestricted internet. See, whatever your issue is, what other things in your life are currently supporting it and then holding it up in place? And now I would say, go and do everything you can to destroy those supporting pillars, all while holding fast and depending on God for the ultimate breakthrough. This is something practical that we can do. You know, weaken the things that would be supporting and holding up the main issue so that in turn the main issue becomes weaker and weaker and weaker and easier to overcome. This should definitely give you some practical, actionable steps to get you going on your journey. And then at the end of it all, remember to not give up. I know that today's episode, it was shorter than usual, but I just want to say that I appreciate you and I know that we will win. I know it. I can feel it. But the way is through. And maybe sometimes we just need to accept that. Hey, listen, maybe these things that are coming on against me, like I get that I had a certain picture for my life in a certain way. I get that when I was growing up, you know, maybe I thought it was going to be A plus B equals C. And I thought I'd do this. And I thought I'd meet the person. And I thought I'd go to the school. And I thought I'd get the job. And I thought I'd have the house or whatever it is. Listen, maybe it's a different way for you. Maybe it's a different way for me. And maybe we need to stop fighting that. Maybe the way is through. Don't circumvent your training, because what you're facing today is the training ground needed to strengthen your muscles for what is up ahead. Remember, all things are possible. Remember, the enemy cannot beat a man or a woman who partners with the Holy Spirit and does not quit, who holds fast to the unshakable and unconquerable eternal word of God. If he said it, if he promised it, know and believe with all your heart that it is going to come to pass, regardless of if you see it, you know, see that happening or not. So go out there with that in mind. Be a man, be a woman of action, be someone who's like, hey, listen, how do you beat someone who doesn't quit? Be a person who does not quit. God bless, my friend.